now we'll do the letter number 1528, 1528. This is the last letter in the volume 5 of Igeres that we've been studying. And this is dated Baruch Hashem on the 27th day of Nisan and the year Tovshin Yud Beis. This is a letter to, in Brooklyn, this is a letter addressed to a woman. That's what the Rebbe begins with.
Bracha
v'shalom. The Rebbe says, I just had received your airmail letter from the third day of Pesach, Chol HaMoed Pesach, in which you write about your son, that he's not developing properly, and you're asking my opinion, and you're asking for a blessing. I've been happy to read in your letter that you remember where you come from, especially your grandfather, which is known, a very public figure in the Hasidic world, and also your father, Aleihi Mashal, peace unto them. And I hope it's not only that you remember them, but also that this impacts on you, that you should lead your house in the spirit which would satisfy not just your father, but also your Zaidi, also your grandfather, Aleihi Mashalom. And through this remembrance, you draw down and you receive and you hold on to the blessings of the Blessed Hashem as it relates to you, yourself, to your husband, and to your kids, may they live. About your specific question about your son. Surely you know that for every matter, it's easier to find a solution, advice, if you know the cause of it. And therefore, I think that you will not take my wrongly, I use the word ungut, meaning non-good, my question, and you will answer me the reality, what happened. Whether your son was born in purity, this means that at that time, did you observe the Jewish traditions from mikvah and tara, as it should be? And after I will get your honest response, I will answer you my opinion about this. In the meantime, until I get your answer, I will be, God willing, at the end of the month, on the resting, holy resting place for my father-in-law, the Rebbe with all the titles. And I will mention your son, may he live for good health. And when you will write the name and the mother's name from your husband, and also the name from your daughter, may she live, I will also mention them on the holy Tzion resting place. In the meantime, the Rebbe says, you should check the mezuzahs from your house, whether they're kosher, and also see that your son should sleep with a yarmulke, with a kippah, and that he should wear a talis katan. And self-understood, he should eat only kosher food. A blessing to you and to your whole family members, sheyichyu. This is a very pointed letter, unusual. And the Rebbe says, you know, I can't really give you the answer. I'll give you the answer once I know more clearly some of the background. If I know the background, then I'll know how the address to come. And in time, that's amazing.